Welcome back to Letty's Noise. I'm your host, Diva Hayes. Today's episode is going to be called The Writings on the Wall. I wanted to tune in tonight because it is Tuesday and it's the day for a new episode. Guess I'm just going to talk about how I feel at the moment. I feel amazing and I just wanted to come on here and release that energy that I'm feeling so that, you know, I can be able to absorb more. With that being said, it is important to pour into yourself. Why? Because when you listen to the inner voice, your inner voice, it will tell you your state. What is your inner voice telling you right now? Have you been sad, worried, happy? Is it telling you you can't do this? Is it telling you, oh, maybe tomorrow will be better for you to try it on? Like, what is it telling you? Today is a good day to make a change in your life. It is raining right now as I'm recording this podcast. I'm just chilling here vibing. And it's just crazy how I almost didn't do it because I was like, you know, oh yeah, I did it last week, but I also said to myself that I would do it on Tuesdays and Fridays, which I missed it on Friday. But it's because, you know, you're always fighting your inner voice because you keep procrastinating. And sometimes you have to shut it down and learn to calm it down and actually proceed and act upon what you really want to do. What do you love to do? What do you feel like doing at the moment? Positive things only I'm speaking on. You know what I mean? And the Lionsgate portal today, the 8-8, you know, is allowing you to make your dreams actually come true by letting go of what brings you down and actually doing what you love. And what makes you feel good when you do it? Think about what makes you feel good and do it. Think about what you're scared of doing and do it. You have to break down all these things and all these ways of you thinking that, oh, if I do this, oh, I'm scared of doing this. Like, okay, we all have fears of stuff, or like, you know what I mean, to a certain level. But if it's just something that's so simple, which is like an example, my son is somebody that's like, he's really careful. You won't catch him jumping from a tree or trying to climb a tree. He's very, like I said, he's very careful. He has no time trying to hurt himself. You won't catch him trying to like make the most out of himself in a park or do like some brutal things to another child because that's not who he is. He's just a loving person. You know what I mean? Because he's careful. He's like, well, if I do this, this and that might happen to me, which is good at times. But sometimes it's like you have to go through the pain to learn that it is not that bad. The fear that you think that's keeping you, that's holding you from doing the things that you want to do. You know what I mean? Like, it's because last time we were at the playground, you know, I brought him out with his friends at the playground and everything. And he was afraid to jump on this thing. It's all like, it's called, how do you call this? Giant squirrel something, excuse me. Okay. And the playground is all soft. The kids go around jumping around and trampolines. And you know what I mean? You get the whole vision. But my son, like I said, he's a big baby. And he'd be like, oh, no, mom, I'm not doing this. So I'm like asking him. And so he's arguing back with me, trying to fight with me. Like, mom, this is dangerous. But I'm like, but look at all these people around you. This whole place is built for you guys to fall. But you won't really hurt yourself. It's the whole point. It's because knowing that you will fall, but not hurt yourself. Unless you literally crack your neck, which is literally pretty crazy. I don't wish that on any child. But that's the example I have to say about you having fears of doing certain things that you love because you're scared. And that's okay. We've all been there. We're all there sometimes. You know what I mean? It's really okay. But you have to fight that. Don't sit there trying to manifest things that looks good on paper, that looks good on social media, that just seem good, like they glitter, like glitter. You know what I mean? Everything that glitters ain't gold. I repeat, everything that glitters ain't gold. So, don't do the wrong thing at this time, because it's gonna come back to you by you regretting your choices. It's very important to make the right choices sometimes. I know it's not easy, but it's important. That's why you need to listen to yourself and take time for yourself and ignore the noises sometimes when people are trying to bring you places. You got work to do. You got work to do on yourself. Yeah. A lot of people forget to do the work. They're just like running around, trying to be around everybody else, trying to not be alone, trying to not feel lonely or be relevant to every situation. You're just showing that you're weak. You never do anything for yourself. And I'm actually afraid of those type of people, because it's like, if you're always surrounded by a million people, when do you ever have a time for yourself? A lot of people are scared to sit down with their mind, which it's like, that means you're not a good person. I'm just saying, like, it's like, yo, it's weird. If you're scared of yourself, I'm scared of you. I ain't scared of you, but it's like, I don't want to be near you because, bitch, you weird. Or, nigga, you dumb. It's like, what? Where they do that at? Where the fuck they do that at? You don't have to dim your light and the way you really are because you feel bad for others. You know, it's important to show who you are, to show how talented you are, and do the things you love by basically sometimes, like, yo, you think because you live in a small city and you want to sing, you're a singer, you're like, oh, I'll never get the opportunity because where I live and this, and you keep giving yourself all these freaking excuses and you just never sing anymore. And you go on for like 10 years and you haven't sang the song. Because you were like, I live in a dumb city, yeah. All these reasons. But now 10 years later, you haven't sang the shit. And you're just sitting there every day working at some office like, damn. What happened to my voice? You shut it down completely. You didn't listen to how you felt. You didn't do what made you happy, and now, a decade later, you're sitting down somewhere and wondering what happened. Like, it's really important. Some people dim their light because they feel like, okay, well, maybe because I'm too good, I don't want to make this person feel bad. Because, you know, you be around people that are jealous of you on whatever you're doing. Let's say you have a better voice than your friend and you guys are both singers. And because you see that, like, you both do a show one after the other and she gets off stage, like, she just gets a random minimum, like, applause, like, you know, a round of applause. People are just like, you know. But when you go on stage and get off the stage and finish singing, it has everybody shaking and yelling, applauding, screaming, and, like, you know, actually reacting way more different with way more energy than your friend. And from there, you see that your friend is hurt, but that has nothing to do with you. Do you understand? It has nothing to do with you. You're not about to dim your light because your friend went on stage, the same stage. Y'all walked the same stage. Y'all had the same time, same opportunity. Practice the same way, however, but the outcome was different. Why? Because you're different. That's it. That's all. And you're not about to stop singing because you find that your friend is jealous or feels lower than you. It's okay. They're in that situation because they need to learn something from it. And if they're not going to learn from it, you're not about to dim your light for it. They should learn from it that, yes, there are people better than you in this world. I'm so sorry, we're not going to be comparing ourselves, but when things are so vividly obvious, we accept it. And if you have a friend that sings super good, that's good. You can learn from that friend and, you know, better yourself and probably get the same energy all along if you act right. If you're happy for somebody, everything will go good for you. You don't have to be a hater. A hater's energy can dim your light. A hater's energy can make you doubt yourself and say, oh no, I'm not going to do this anymore. Or I don't feel like all that shit matters. Everything that glitters ain't gold. It's really important to stay focused on yourself and do what makes you happy. Because when things go left, you still have you and what you love. Which you should love yourself, you know what I'm saying? So on that, y'all need to pay attention. It's not a competition. You just have to stay shining. Do you understand that part? It's not a competition. You have to stay shining in however way that you were born to be here to do. If you're good at computers, maybe you're good at cars, maybe you're good at making softwares, like, you know, computers, that's what I'm saying. Maybe you're a good gamer. Maybe you come up with good ideas and you can write for magazines. You can write books. You can do podcasts. There's a whole lot of gang shit. Okay? The rain feels so nice right now to just sit down here and listen to it. I'm sure you guys can hear it. As it pours right now, it's pouring so nice. It just feels so, like, relaxing and, you know, calming to me. It is the perfect time for me to do a podcast. Like, what a coincidence. I like to be quiet and doing my own thing and be able to think. And these are the times that I need peace. And the rain sound is just something magical to it. And as I look right now, it's 11. It's 1:11. But I wanted to ask you guys, have you guys realized how it's like everybody's going through the same thing right now? Have you realized, or have you been selfish and just not paying attention to what's going on around you? Because if you have, you would realize that your neighbor, your coworker, blah, 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 is going through the same thing as you. And if they're not, they know somebody else that is. So that just tells you something is happening. There's this energy in the air that's like really making things end and revealing the truth to certain situations. If you've been paying attention and you really, like, you know, you listen to your voice and everything, you're intuitive, you'd know. Ooh. You would know certain things. You know, it just gets better the more you're connected and the more you pay attention, you know? I sat down and talked to a friend of mine, somebody I knew from before and I haven't seen in a couple years. And we never really had like a long conversation, like more than 2 minutes type of stuff, okay? Type of stuff. Man, my accent be really kicking in sometimes. But yeah. But it's like this weekend we were helping a friend move and we were all at the same place randomly at the same time. And it's like, oh, we ended up talking after finishing helping. And that's when I realized that this person, it's a guy, this guy was going through the same thing that I'm going through currently, that I went through. And I'm like, oh, it feels good to talk about it to somebody else, because you're like, you know, when you go through something, you think it's just you, and that nobody will understand what you're going through, and people will judge you, or, you know, you just feel crazy or something. But when you find out that, oh my God, it's not just happening to me, it's this person and everybody else around, it's the same energy, you can start to understand that, okay, it's not that there's something wrong with you. You know, these things happen. People act like this, situation go like that, this and that. You know, you socialize with people, you talk about it. It's like having therapy. Therapy is good for you, but we're not gonna get into that. We'll get into that by basically just being honest. It's good for you. It's good to pour into yourself, but let the truth out. You know, absorb the pain from your heart and let it out. You can let it out to a stranger. You can let it out to a friend that you trust, somebody that you actually really trust, that just gonna sit there and listen to you and not judge you and give you good advices on a real friend tip. You know, you have to heal, you have to talk about it, you have to realize and pay attention to the writings on the wall. Because boy, this life ain't easy. Everybody out here going a bit crazy, pouring into the emotions too much. It's not too good to be emotional. I always talk about this. I mean, it's good, but it doesn't bring you nothing when somebody else or everybody else has no emotion around you. So you need to hold your emotion and know when you can release them and use them. Because if you just walk around an emotional person, motherfucker, you're gonna be eating like you out here swimming with alligators. What the fuck do you mean? What do you mean? Control your emotions so you know. Control you, control yourself. Take the time to do what makes you happy. This is what the whole point of my podcast that I wanted to talk about today is, to pay attention to you and, you know, shut down the noise and say no to your friends when you don't want to be in a certain situation or go somewhere. Turn off your phone when you need to focus. All these things are important. Everything. Everything when it comes to you is important. Especially when you're a type of person that's spent a lot of times being there for others or always solving other people's problem. Put the same energy in that you put into solving other people's problem into yourself and see how much better you feel if you're feeling certain type of way, down or negative or stagnating energy. But if everything is fine with you and you've been practicing all these things that we're saying, right, that I'm talking about right now, well, it's gonna just be easy for you to live your life and fight all these things off, all these, let's just be honest with ourselves, depression times that we all sometimes have, but are all afraid to admit it. Some of us just are good at bouncing back faster, and some of us stay there fighting longer. And also some situations make you stay down longer. Sometimes you didn't expect that. But if you practice all these things and you know how you can solve any problem by doing and moving on and getting up and fighting laziness, being creative, stop being boring, stop talking about others, stop just judging people and looking at people through social media and saying, oh, I will never do this, you will never do that. You understand? You would never do that. Because that ain't you. That's not your style. You're too busy ignoring your style. And you talking about other people's style. Do you even know who the fuck you are? You know what I'm saying? Don't be that person. You sit there ignoring yourself, but you talking shit and pointing fingers at others and saying how you will never do this. You will never. That's right. You can never. With that being said, let's never say never. I say you can do everything that you say you can, that you should, that you want to. And that's why I'm doing this podcast, is I want to bring positivity in people's life. I'm that voice. And I'm also a voice to myself, because as I speak, I'm also talking to myself. Yeah. And I'm healing myself. Like I always said, if this is your first time like tuning into my podcast, welcome to Letty's Noise. But you will realize that I always say that doing this podcast has helped me so much in the last 4 years and a half almost now. Releasing and talking and just letting go. And even sharing good things. It's just all of it. All of that. And taking, I'm a Libra, you know. I gotta bring balance to my life. So I don't just do one thing. I do here, this, that, this and that. Because I'm very creative. And I will not allow anybody or anything or any situation dim my motherfucking light. I mean, if my light was dimmed, y'all would have never heard of me. If I was afraid of speaking, a lot of you listeners would have never heard of me or came back to listen. You know? And I hope that it's bringing you guys to a positive state. And that's my whole purpose of doing this podcast. But if I was scared or worried or what if I do a podcast, people don't like my voice, or maybe I don't have the right equipment, so y'all would have never heard of me. And I would have never maybe healed myself also. And that's crazy. I've watched this thing that was saying how all these successful and famous inventors, like all these past people that are very important through history, if they had never kept going with their ideas and persevering through the reject and the failures and everything else that said no to them, we would have never heard or learned from them. And a lot of things could have been delayed too, because these people would have gave up. That just shows you, it's like, yeah, the great example that I can give you right now, it's like the girl that wrote the Harry Potter movie. I'm so sorry that I don't know. Her name is skipping me right now. It's a famous author, y'all know. The Harry Potter author. Anyways. Apparently she went through a lot of rejection, and she was a single mom, and she would write on her free time as much as she could, and she had a lot of rejection to every time she went to a publicist or to, like, you know, to get her book published and everything. She would get no. But she kept going home and kept on writing until something clicked. We would have never had any Harry Potter stories if this woman would have gave up because somebody said no, because somebody didn't like it. One person out of like 100 million people that lived in this history through life. Like 100 billions. Like you're one soul. You're here, I'm in front of you, I'm showing you my ideas. Just because you're stupid at this moment, you just don't see properly, you're gonna judge my work and say no. Like you're stupid right now. That ain't gonna stop me though. What I'm gonna do is go back and see somebody else and write something else until it gives, because that's who I am. And that's the energy that people need to pour into themselves. Don't stop. Don't give up. Don't listen to the no's. Even if you don't see a purpose of what you, like, sometimes, like I said, I gave the example of being a singer. You don't have to be like a known singer for you to sing. The hell? You don't have to be that person. You don't have to be famous. Magic happens when you just do what you love. You can become famous. It just happens. You hear all these famous people. Oh, I don't know. It just happened one day. I was, and then I met somebody that told me I should do this and that. And then now I have a record deal. It goes on and on. It shows you that you shouldn't give up on yourself and hold yourself back because you're scared or because you're afraid of what other people would think of you. That ain't right. You didn't come here. I don't know about y'all. I did not come here to dim my light and shut my voice for bullshit. For all the shit that I've been through. Shit, I even never thought I would talk so much and have a podcast. But something happened to me a few years ago that led me to this. And I told myself, fuck it. I ain't gonna be scared. I'm just gonna talk. No equipment. I'm gonna talk. I'm gonna do this. Because I had a message. And I keep having messages because life keeps going. And I wanna be the voice to somebody as I would like to hear the voice when I need to hear something positive. That's just why I do this. I do this because sometimes you're just like, I don't know, I don't want to hear TV. I don't want to listen to music. I don't want nothing. And then you randomly think, oh yeah, maybe I remember those podcasts or like, I don't know. You stumble upon something like this and it's like, oh, it gives you hope. It's like, okay. I can ride to this. I can go to work listening to this in my car. I can be cleaning my house and listening to this woman talking to her experience as a normal human being that makes mistakes like everybody else, you know? I'm just here to share love and I hope it brings somebody joys and hope. With that being said, I think I got a little bit carried away. It wasn't supposed to be this long, but understand it's the energy in the air. So I go by my feelings and just share the messages that I feel, you know? So thank you guys for really bearing with me and listening to me. I hope this message was, I hope this podcast was something that you can, you know, relate to and just chill to. And that you rethink what you think of yourself. And as always, stay positive, stay happy, stay focused, and try not to do crazy stuff. Now, don't be too hard on yourself. And especially at this time, you don't want to be that negative person that's going to be super mad. Like I was talking to a friend of mine that was just saying, oh, fuck everybody, I'm just going to be ghosting everybody, they're grateful, they're this and that. Okay, you don't have to be that hard on yourself or be so negative attacking life. You won't heal that fast because you just keep... understand. We're going to keep that subject for next time. It's 111. I just saw that on my timer because this message has been 111. It was that time. I like to see divine numbers and I randomly have been seeing a lot of repetitive numbers every time I'm looking randomly. Like I've been seeing a lot of 143, which means I love you and thank you for tuning in to Letty's Noise. Come back on Friday or anytime so you can replay any previous podcasts of mine. My name is Diva Hayes. I'm on Instagram as Diva Hayes. I'm on Twitter as Diva Hayes 1. I'm also on Snapchat as Miss B Hayes. I'll be leaving that in the description box below. If you don't already have me on Snapchat, you should add me and you can get to see me a bit more than just listening to my voice. Putting a face to this voice. It is 1:43. I am signing out. Peace in the Middle East. Bye.